Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece, right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, oh man, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. And I'm just going to do a quick recap of the Cowboys game yesterday.
What the F just happened?
Yeah.
That's basically my recap of it.
Yeah, I don't. Look, man.
That was from a Not Another Teen Movie when the game ends, and he's like, what the F just happened?
Yeah, and I told Bobby in the break, I thought that Donovan Ezeraku was just going to come in here and be awesome straight away, even though I know, like, historically that's not necessarily how it works, especially for not first-round rookies. Yeah, but the communication's terrible. Trayvon Diggs, even if he wouldn't have slipped, feels like he wouldn't have made that coverage on man-to-man anyway.
Because you just don't believe right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, pretty much.
There's no Ted Lasso sign in your heart right now that
Look,
says believe.
No, there is, it's but I feel like Coach Nate right now, after that performance, I'd have torn it down and been like, hey, maybe next season.
Maybe next year, guys.
It was just an S show across the board, and it's so weird. The one thing we all thought, like, hey, we really need to get this taken care of is the run defense. And then you're like, oh, hey, that doesn't look so bad. But everything around you otherwise is on fire.
Because why would anybody have to run the ball whenever they can throw the ball the way that they are?
That's a good point. I was not aware of that statistic that Bobby threw out there of 74% completion percentage.
Isn't that crazy?
That is astonishingly terrible.
Yeah.
I am stunned, and I feel like that backs up what we have all seen in the games, but still to just hear it out loud, it's horrifying. The quarterback rating being like, what, 40 points higher? That is shocking.
Okay, Kevin, let's ask the Tolos right now. Text it in, 877-881-1053. What was the worst part of the defense? What was the, just give us the thing. Just give us your, what was the worst one? Because I feel like we're going to get multiple answers, and I feel like also somebody's going to text in Dak. That wasn't the question, but I feel like somebody's going to text that in because yeah, I know how this thing works.
That's probably true.
So, and you know what? That being said, I got a thought on Dak later in the show for no thank you notes because there is somewhere that he stands that I'm not very pleased with at the moment.
I would also say I'm sure Dak has some no thank you notes for his receivers. Like, just hold
Dude,
on
catch
to the
ball. Catch the ball, people. Please catch the ball.
Or let it hit the ground.
If it hits your hands, you're a receiver. You're paid to do this thing.
Yeah.
Watching Pickens, like, is it sulk? Is it like that was the moment yesterday? He's mad at himself. I get it. I understand it. But you're just sitting there throwing a tantrum on the sideline when I don't think that's necessary. Catch the ball.
Okay. You're probably right about that.
You're acting like a baby.
I do have to say, on a day when I think there's a whole lot of things to complain about, that didn't bother me as much because it felt like
just point things out.
He gave a damn.
Okay.
You know, like that. And we don't have to agree on that.
Give a damn to catch the ball.
That's just me. You know what? Cowboys three defenders off of a deflected pass who seemed to saunter towards the ball and not give full effort and definitely don't dive to get an interception. I'm talking about those people, man. The ball was up in the air for like 10,000 hours and they had three people who all saw it and all seemed to converge on it in slow motion and let the ball fall on a time when you kind of wondered would a dive have meant an interception.
Was that ball in the air longer than the flea flicker pass? Because that felt like it hung in the air for a while.
Like, look, you know I've long been a proponent.
You love of the flea running flicker. You're like, let's play it. Kevin wants to run the flea flicker every single first play of every game because he's like, why would anybody ever expect?
See, it? And that's what I think I fell into a trap when they were like, you only get one time to roll out your first attempt at all of this. I really thought it was going to be something dramatic like that. First play, flea flicker. And you're like, what in the world just happened? I can hear Brad Sham making the call. But like that part of the defensive effort aside, I'm not going to say that that was the number one problem whatsoever. This to me, it's the secondary. If you think it's the pass rush, I'll certainly listen
pass
to that.
Pass rush does not help the secondary at all, but this, by any means.
The secondary looks horrible. And the two times you tried to take the things that we all wanted, which was man-to-man coverage, I will admit, I was pretty high on that, and blitzing. I think he did that for a total of 12 plays, and it worked poorly for you. That's my general synopsis of what happened in those 12 plays. Yeah, you had Caleb Williams with a quarterback rating of more than 100 on those 12 plays. It worked poorly for you, whether it's Trayvon Diggs falling down, whether it's Donovan Wilson struggling to understand which players to break off of, or whether it's other cornerbacks leaving him hanging out to dry. I did think there was one play where there was two open receivers and he picked one. And of course the quarterback's like, then I'm going to throw it to the other one. Like that just is common sense when it comes to football. And I'm not going to put that all on him, but he has been struggling out there as well. And then from the 3-1-3, the players were the biggest problem.
That's where listening to Bobby I do feel like I'm running in circles a couple times because the message I'm hearing is that the guys basically he said this earlier, going into the huddle and it's like, okay, what's the play? Go do it now. And you're like, but they don't know the play. And so I can't decide. Do you not know who your corners are all week and that's a problem?
Right.
And you don't teach them the right way. Kevin, when it comes to hearing the story about Caleb Williams and how terrible he was, and it was all these other coaches that are basically blaming Caleb Williams on them being fired, now I'm looking at this going, hold on, this team looks as unprepared as Caleb Williams seemed to be unprepared.
Right.
Was that the equal factor not you in this situation? Because these guys don't look prepared. They look like they have never played.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This kind of defense before in their lives, let alone been taught it all week, compared to the players that they're going to be playing against. So that is where I do see a lot of lack in whatever the coach is giving these players in that information. Or maybe they are just not good enough to play in the system. One of those two things can be true. It could be both of them. And you know what? The only hope we have is that, like last year, the defense becomes a stronger thing at some point. Because right now, it has started off very poorly. Maybe you shouldn't run your preseason with a 7-iron the whole time.
Yeah, and I know the company line. I understand it. We've already heard it preemptively from both Steven and Jerry. We challenged them on that last week, but Land is out. He's coming back. Revel, who I don't know if you heard, might be the greatest cornerback ever drafted. I think he could be really good.
Okay. I don't think that, though.
Yeah, he's on his way back, despite the fact that he's never actually practiced in the NFL, but he'll just be ready to go
straight
away.
Nor has he ever played in
exactly,
the NFL.
Exactly, but he'll just be ready to go straight away. And then we've got Jadeveon, don't hassle me about a parking ticket man, Clowney, coming back. And so those three things, you just watch. That's what's going to happen. And we've already started to challenge. We'll do so again. If that is the line we are fed at noon, or it's going to come down to communication and execution. And I agree that communication and execution matter, but to insinuate that that's going to change everything, that feels like a big swing.
Hopefully it can change something, at least part of the thing, because Kevin, that would be 15. Let's say they just cut it in half and it was 15 points. I mean, you still lost.
Yes.
But it could cut that in half and it would just be 1 point loss from the 6-8-2. Man, your $60 million quarterback put up 14. He put up one touchdown. The 14, the other points, those are from Aubrey. We'll give those to Aubrey. I can't give those to the offense right
That's
now.
That's true.
The offense, I don't know how you were able to only score one touchdown.
Okay, so I'm really glad that you said that because there was something...
Other than players not doing their jobs.
And I'm sorry if this is impeding on what you were going to say later, but we can dive into this as well. It's really agitating is... the statement where Dak says, I don't think anybody can stop our offense. And he's like,
except for our offense.
Yeah, if you look at all the problems, it's us stopping us. And I'm like, okay.
Javonte Williams fumble on the first drive.
My goodness.
On what looked like was going to, it looked like at that moment, I was like, we're going to run on these dudes.
Yes.
All day long.
Yes.
And they're not going to be able to stop us. I was like, finally, this offense is back to what it can do. Its strength is going to be running the football. Two big significant moments, Kevin. We discussed this earlier. Significant moments in these two losses the Cowboys have are a Miles Sanders fumble and a Javonte Williams fumble to start the game. I know you had plenty of time from there on to recover from that. You absolutely had plenty of time, except for maybe there was a big play that happened right in your face after that. But you had plenty of time. But that play right there was setting the tone for the day. And the tone was set of, well, we fumbled.
Yeah, and I can't help but wonder on both of those. Like, I saw somebody just text in, the Cowboys should be 0-3, and I totally get that. That is absolutely fair. We talked in depth last week about the Giants game, but I think about those two fumbles in particular. That Miles Sanders one was really crushing, and you go back and you wonder, like, man, could they have won that game? Yes. Should they have won that game? I think that is open for some discussion. I think they should have. And then you wonder if Javonte Williams doesn't get the ball just ripped out of his hands yesterday if you set a different tone and the flow of the game is different. That's tough to argue given what I saw from the defense, but I do think about that just a little bit, that in three games, you have two just crushing turnovers from your running backs. And that is just yet another agitating part of this entire thing. They're 1-2. I would listen to so many different reasons of why they are 1-2, but I'll continue to go back to the secondary. And if the secondary wants to pop on and call the hotline, let us know. And they're like, hey, it would be great if a pass rusher could get there. I hear you. Like I said, I thought Donovan Aziraku was going to come in and hit the ground running. I know there was a lot of positive talk about Sam Williams, and he's made a play here or there, but sometimes there are other things that he does that kind of negate that.
Aziraku's a long way away from being
for sure
a legit. Kevin, that goes to what Steven said last week. We're evolving. We're growing. We're evolving. This is a young. They are young players. We expect the Cowboys expected for these guys to hit the ground running, like you just said.
Right.
But last year, what happened? They expected Tyler Guyton and Cooper Beebe to hit the ground running. And then by midseason, they said, guys, they changed the tune on that real quickly. We're like, guys, look, we kind of expected that this would happen. And right now, they're kind of going to have to go, yeah, we kind of expected we'd take a massive step back defensively, but that we were going to be able to scheme up a better scheme than we have right now.
And I saw someone reference the Dak interception in the end zone. And I get it. That was super confusing. But on that one, I was like, I kind of just felt like the game was over anyway, because I feel like I'd been beaten down by most of the game. Maybe you think they make the score there, either onside kick or they get a quick defensive stop. Maybe they could have turned that around. But I guess I don't put as much stock in that, just because I think the game was already lost at that point. But you're right. That was a bad pass.
I do. Man, there were 8 plays of Joe Milton that I was like, oh, my God. And then one player, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Was it Span Ford where he almost took his head off? And, like, early thank you note to Brevin Span Ford for catching that ball. I know he would go on to make the high jump, and that was impressive. That ball looked like it was thrown 8,000 miles an hour for a 6-yard pass, and that's something
that's how Joe Milton did.
Yes, that's something we talked about a lot in training camp.
I know the focus kind of still is on what happened yesterday, and we're not to next week yet. But, and Kevin, the embarrassing loss for the Packers, that's against one of maybe the league's best defense right now. I have no clue how terrifying it's going to look on Sunday night when Jordan Love decides to just drop back and throw it downfield all day.
Right.
And he doesn't have Jaden Reed. He only has Romeo Dobbs and all the other guys that they throw out there. But the more I look at down the road on this thing, the more terrified I get of, if it's not any better than it was yesterday, then this is going to be a historically miserable season for everybody involved. And they got to figure that out very quickly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.